This case study is from Protivity, who you may have already heard from in our bonus interview content, talking about the success of their now award-winning Allies programme. Well, here is where it began, with an educational webinar in collaboration with Radius, where we spoke live with senior stakeholders and sponsors to try and set the scene for why their first employee network had been launched. It was recorded and then shared globally on their intranet. The aim was to start right at the beginning so that no matter what their understanding, potential allies could follow the topic of conversation. This meant explaining basics, like what do the letters LGBT stand for. Potential allies can be nervous to support a network because they think there's a barrier of understanding and experience. In particular, acronyms, jargon, slang can be isolating. By offering some really basic information, you're showing it's okay not to know this stuff yet, and you're here to help educate. Although, as we've explained, once a person decides to actively become an ally, education is largely their own responsibility. In this way, we see the difference between attracting potential ally activities and active allyship. Attending one of these sessions does not qualify allyship. After a soft intro, you can begin to ramp up the complexity so that they also don't feel like they're being talked down to. I mean, okay, they used a child's illustration here, but the genderbread person is tried and tested and really does help people understand the continuum that is gender identity, gender expression, biological sex, and sexual orientation. I've put a link to that resource in your further reading if you'd like to see more.